USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump moved to shore up a campaign weakness with a pledge to protect people with pre-existing conditions, even if the Supreme Court overturns Obamacare. The president also promised to send seniors $200 drug discount cards before the election to help cover prescription drug copays. He also said he would ban the practice of surprise medical billing if Congress can't fix that problem by year's end. The death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg raises the possibility the president could add another conservative justice to the court who would provide the decisive vote to strike down the health care law and change the nation's health system. The drug discount cards would be sent to 33 million Medicare beneficiaries to help pay prescription drug copays. Costs would be covered by projected savings from a previously announced administration effort to tie the cost of some pricing Medicare drugs to what's paid abroad. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you, who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
After a Kentucky grand jury opted to indict only one of the three Louisville police officers in the March raid that led to Breonna Taylor's death, protests continue to erupt in Louisville and other cities around the country. Missouri Governor Mike Parsons activated the National Guard in response to national unrest over the case. In a statement, Parsons called the move a proactive approach and said the Missouri State Highway Patrol is also standing by in case its assistance is needed by local law enforcement agencies. While the polling numbers are tightening, Joe Biden is leading President Donald Trump in the battleground states of Nevada, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, according to a Fox News poll. The poll conducted among likely voters showed Biden would lead over Trump in Nevada, where 52% of respondents say they wanted the former vice president to be elected. In Pennsylvania, 51% supported Biden and 44% supported Trump. In Ohio, just under 50% supported Biden and 46% supported Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention walked back information it posted on its website just 3 days ago, which stated the coronavirus can be spread through aerosolized droplets. The CDC now says Friday's guidance was posted in error and that new information will be issued shortly. The move is yet another misstep for the nation's leading public health agency, which recently reversed its guidance for the second time on testing asymptomatic people. Larger respiratory droplets, such as those emitted from coughs or sneezes, are likely the main drivers of the coronavirus. Ellen DeGeneres, the daytime talk show host, kicked off her 18th season addressing issues that happened over the summer.
If you're watching because you love me, thank you. If you're watching because you don't love me, welcome.
DeGeneres referred directly to allegations that her show suffered after a number of articles alleged harassment from the top producers of the show.
As you may have heard, this summer there were allegations of a toxic work environment at our show. And then there was an investigation. I learned that things happened here that never should have happened. I take that very seriously, and I want to say I am so sorry to the people who were affected. I know that I'm in a position of privilege and power, and I realize that with that comes responsibility, and I take responsibility for what happens at my show.
After leading a round of applause for her 270 employees, DeGeneres called on viewers to look forward, calling the new season the beginning of a new chapter. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.